I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Jonathan, where are we headed this week?
The restaurant is Niroj. It's, I think, the first Kurdish restaurant that I've seen in California.
Are we there for giant plates of rice?
There are giant plates of rice, but it's not kind of the point of the place. The thing about Kurdish cooking is the area populated by Kurds, Greater Kurdistan, is vast. It's huge. And it takes in parts of Turkey and Iran and Iraq and Syria and Armenia even. And apparently wherever the Kurds are, the cooking takes on the character of where they are rather than having one big sort of overarching cuisine.
So it's regional, almost as if it were a diaspora cuisine.
Right. So a lot of what you're going to see on the menu here is very close to what you've seen at other sort of Middle Eastern restaurants. I mean, if you get the cold meze plate, which is always a good idea, there'll be hummus, there'll be baba ganoush, there'll be hasandin with, roasted red peppers, walnuts, pomegranate molasses.
So delicious.
So good. There's a falafel that's denser and super forest green inside, but recognizably falafel, and borek that look like egg rolls from a Chinese restaurant, but it's the dough wrapped around feta cheese and herbs.
How do you even get beyond the appetizer plate?
I'm not sure you have to. You order a cold appetizer plate and a warm appetizer plate, and you're done. And there's actually something that I think they call a signature feast that gives you mostly that, though it also gives you a lot of kebabs. Kebabs are big there. And there's some kinds of kebabs that I'd never quite seen before. There's a lot of ground mixture of beef and lamb. Their specialty, they call the Niroj kebab, which is rolled around a little bit of spinach, and there's a little cream and a few drops of pomegranate molasses.
I love that.
It's a really good kebab. Maybe my favorite, they call the Levant kebab, which is very similar to the Niroj kebab, except it's served on a bed of flatbread that soaks in the juices.
And then that's like dessert.
Right.
Anything else?
The food is not highly seasoned. And I'm not sure whether that's characteristic of all of Kurdish cooking or whether it's characteristic of this place. I think that if you were on like a low-salt diet, actually this place would probably be good. There's something called melegej, which they translate as dizzy clergy, which is eggplant with peppers, onions, spices. And it's really good. One of the things you shouldn't do here is miss dessert. The baklava, which is made in-house, is good, but even better is the
Kunafe.
You knew.
It's phyllo dough that's finely shredded.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's like shredded wheat, kind of. But it's the combination of the cheesiness with the syrup.
Melted cheese with just a tiny, tiny little touch of rose.
Yum. That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Niroj in Agoura Hills. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.